Hi there! You new around here? Maybe. I'm Wallace, this here's Junior, and we was just... What would you take for that chicken head? What you got? They went into a huddle, then the old man said, Tell you what, neighbor, times is hard right now. My eyes is going bad on me, and Junior's a little on the simple-minded side of things, and we haven't had a good meal in 3 days. We sure are hungry, and we sure could use a chicken head right now till our luck changes. We'd have to take it on credit is the long and short of it.
We'd do you a favor sometime.
Wallace nodded his head. Yes, we would. We surely would, because we never forget a good deed. I thought that over. Seemed to me that trading a stinking chicken head for a buzzard's goodwill was about an even swap. You couldn't take either one of them to the bank. Tell you what, boys, if you can chew the string in half, I'll let you have the head. Their eyes lit up, and Junior started towards me. Only the old man slapped him across the mouth with his wing. I'll handle this. You just stand by for further orders. Wallace waddled over and squinted at the string. He leaned out his neck and took a bite. Got my ear instead of the string. I yelped and jumped away. I'm sorry, Dern, I'm sorry. It's my eyes. Let me try again. All right, try again, but leave the ear where it sits. He tried again, and this time he found the string and chewed it in half. Just as soon as the head hit the ground, Junior made a dive for it, swooped it up in his beak, and ran off. The old man went after him, flapping his wings and stumbling over rocks and things. Junior, you come back here! Junior! They fought over it for 5 minutes. First Junior had it, then Wallace had it, then they got so busy fighting that it fell to the ground. Chicken Hawk swooped down and picked it up, and that was the last they saw their supper. It stopped the fight. See what you done?
You done it, because you're so greedy, greedy.
It was about dark by this time, so I found me a comfortable spot and curled up for the night. Junior and Wallace argued back and forth for another hour, until at last they shut up, and we had some peace and quiet. I was drifting off to sleep when I heard Junior's voice.
Pa?
What?
I'm hungry.
You ought to be after the way you acted.
Pa?
What?
You ever eat a dog?
I raised my head. The first son of a buck that comes creeping around me in the night's gonna get his legs tore off, one by one. Didn't hear another sound out of them birds for the rest of the night, and they didn't stay for breakfast.